Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton coming to you from up on House Mountains once again here today. And I want to read from Psalm 103. We're going to read verses 2 through 5, some of my favorite verses in the entirety of the Bible. And you know, even though we know these things, we need to remind ourselves of these things very frequently in the world in which we live in today. So it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." It's a good thing, it's a scriptural thing, to remind yourself of God's benefits that he offers to you for your life. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities." Isn't that good news? Every sin that I've ever committed can be forgiven by the and washed in the blood of Jesus, "who healeth all thy diseases." So we've got salvation and healing both coming from the Lord to the life of one who worships God and follows after him. Hallelujah. "Who is born again." These are the benefits of the righteous. And then it says, "who redeemeth thy life from destruction." Sometimes I sit around and think, you know, and I wonder just how many times God has saved my life. Things that I didn't even know that were about to happen, but God's intervention spared my life. He redeems my life from destruction. "He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Now we know that God is filled with loving kindness and tender mercies toward us. But if I would have ever thought in my young days, especially, that I would be filled with loving kindness and tender mercies just from imitating Father God, I don't know if my mind would have accepted that or not. I was not filled with loving kindness. I did not have tender mercies for people. And it's taken a lifetime as the Holy Spirit has worked with me and worked on me and worked in me and prayerfully worked through me to get me to that place where I can now say I'm starting to walk in loving kindness and tender mercies. But that's a benefit of the righteous. God gives it to you first, and then he expects you to give it to others. Hallelujah. And that helps to point them to where you received it from. Praise be to God. And it says, "who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." You know, that was my verse of scripture when I had all those surgeries on my teeth, was that he satisfies my mouth with good things, not bad things, not things that are repugnant to taste. But righteousness is not repugnant. Righteousness is glorious to taste. It's a sweetness, the sweet living of living for Jesus in this world, as we're just passing through. We've got one shot at this, and we're passing through on our way to eternity with God. Praise the Lord. So those are just some of our benefits that as Christians we can walk in. I just turned 60 years old, but it says here that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So I want to encourage you. Maybe some of you are getting inching up there like I am, 60, 70, 80 years old. Let me tell you something. Let's go out here and renew our youth like the eagles. How does that happen? It happens from the Holy Spirit of God and from the Word of God. And let us continue to dream. And let us continue to preach this gospel until the rapture comes or the Lord calls us home. Amen. I want to walk in every benefit that God has for me. This is Brother Paxton saying, go with God and he will go with you. Bless you is my prayer.